sky, burning embers, landing on our roof and causing little fires around the building and the grass, and we're getting buckets of water, going out with pickup trucks with buckets of water, spreading them, dumping them onto the fires to knock the fires down. Where the Portuguese Hall was, Stop and Shop is now, was where our shop is. The Portuguese Hall, that was a fire line. That was where the fire, they were going to try to stop the fire from coming there. They had fire trucks staged in there. The building where the, across from where the Portuguese Hall is now, was the Flynn Tannery. And there was a warehouse in part of the tannery that Sylvania stored their lighting equipment in. And that roof was a roly-poly roof, and that was catching fire. So they had firemen up on the roof putting those fires out. The Portuguese Hall roof was catching fire. They had firemen up on that squirting water on it. And it was just burning embers flying through the air. And we had guys up on our roof putting the fires out. When the state police came by, they started yelling at them, "Get off the roof, you got to get out of here." It's like, if we get out of here, we're going to lose the building. So we stayed where we were. The cop just left. And, you know, what are you going to do, arrest us? The building's going to burn down. So we had to fill up buckets of water from our garden hose, and our water pressure was minimal because the firemen were using all the water. And we were filling up buckets of water and throwing ropes down, tying them onto the buckets and raising them up to the roof to throw them onto the roof. We're standing the whole time. We're standing, oh, we're going to lose the shop. We're going to, you know, what should we do? Should we get all the office material out and protect it? Mm-hmm. So eventually they got hold. I don't know if the weather changed, but everything was blowing towards Salem. And they were worried they were going to lose that whole block, and Larrabee and Hingston was going to go, and that Jeffers Lumber. But they ended up saving that, which was the Portuguese Hall, was there. They got roof damage, but that was about it. But that was quite a thing.
How long were you there that night?
We were there for quite a while. Then we left, then we come back, and then the next day the cleanup was, it was still burned. I mean, it burned for days, but it wasn't flying embers anymore. It pretty much burnt itself out. I mean, the firemen did a lot to stop it from encroaching past Howley Street, but the building was burning so hotly, it wasn't enough you could do. They could pour all the water they could on it. That thing was going to burn, which eventually what it did with all the chemicals inside of it and the wood, all wood building, wood siding. Yeah, so that was something.
What year was that?
I forget. There were two big fires. There was the Henry Leather fire, then there was the Flynn Tannery. The Flynn Tannery burned down years later. And that was a scary one for Larrabee and Hingston, because we were right next to it. And we had more fires burning on the buildings and around the property that we're putting out. One time I'm on the telephone in the office talking to somebody, and the firemen are chopping away at the building down underneath me because the embers had burnt into the building. So they had to open up a big hole and put that out. I was putting file cabinets in on a two-wheeler and wheeling them out of the office out the back door, because we were afraid we were going to lose the building. So we were going to try to get all the office material we could and save that. And we had cats in there. That was next. What are we going to do with the cats? All right, keep them in the office until it's time to go. And then we had two cats that stayed there. But that was scary.
There were a lot of hazards.
Yeah.
In the leather industry, yeah. I guess. Oof. What else do you have? Various pictures?
Actually, this one where we just, they were calling for donating the items for the museum when it was first starting up. That was when I had hair.
I'd say, who's this young handsome devil?
And these are various pictures of